Bonga leli thuba Nkosi osiphe lona ukuba usigcine uze kube limzuzu.
We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity which you grant us and for keeping us till this present moment.
Abaningi, abaningi sebedlulile emhlabeni.
Many, oh many, Lord, have passed on and have died.
Sicela ukuthi thulise izinhliziyo zethu, uvule izindlebe ngokuzwa sikuzwisise kahle lokho okushoyo.
Please quieten our hearts and open our ears to hear properly what you have to say.
Usithumele umoya wakho ingcwele ozosiholela kulo lonke iqiniso.
Send your Holy Spirit to lead us into all the truth.
Sizwile umntwana wakho ethi umuntu olalelizwi kufanele ukuthi athule njengabantwana bethuli uma kufundwe iTestamente iwili likababa oseshonile ukuthi ifa lakhe liyohlukaniswa kanjani.
Lord, we've heard your child share with us how attentively we should listen, just as children would listen if the inheritance of the will of their father is being read out to them.
Amen.
Amen.
Nehemiah isahluko sesibili ise ivesi leshumi nesikhombisa.
Nehemiah 2 verse 17.
Kepha ngase ngithi kubo, ngiyayibona inhlupheko esikuyona. Lokhu iJerusalema lichithekile, namasango ala eshiswe ngomlilo. Wozani sibuse ugange lwaseJerusalema ukuba singabe sisaba ihlazo.
Then I said to them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach. We are in great distress in our country and through the whole of Africa. The walls are broken, the gates are burned.
Bafika la eAfrika ngeBanoi uthi bendiza bathathi benzi film bethathi thombe bethathi mthombe ithombe behlabenyuka beya zigzag bathathi thombe bathi okubonakalayo kule film amathunodwa amathuna. Amanye abomvu, amanye amnyama, kodwa emhlabeni gcwele amathuna. I-Africa liyangcwatshwa.
Quite recently, an international team was here in South Africa and they did aerial photography of places where they found graves, graves upon graves, red soil, black soil, fresh graves, just showing the awful situation.
Abanye base China, abanye base India, bethi Africa lingelethu.
There are some in China, some in Russia, places like that.
India.
Sorry, in India, who say Africa is ours.
Amehlo abo anda, ngoba bayaphela laba. Thina siswele indawo, sesoyithola. Abamhlophe bayaphuma bayahamba kodwa khona ezinye izizwe ezizayo bethu elethu.
They are already looking beyond their borders in this direction because they can see what is happening, the devastation. Also, while whites are emigrating, there are people who are ready to move in.
Give me say ukuthi khuluma iqiniso ngathi lezi ndebe zami uNkulunkulu mazingasakwazi ukukhuluma iqiniso asiphenduke sibe udaka.
And I am determined to speak the utter truth. I've said, pray to the Lord, Lord, let my lips rather turn into dust, to mud, than that I should speak untruths.
Nesimo esikuso namhlanje, nasikhuluma abaningi benu bengakazalwa, ngathi kuzohamba kuhambe kube nje. Ngoba ngazo lezi zinsuku ngikhuluma abanye abantu, ngathi kodwa uma kunje nithini? Wathi hawu, ingani ubusitshela? Kodwa silalelanga.
And the present situation, the crisis in which we find ourselves in this country, is something that we spoke of before you were even born, most of you. And recently somebody said, well, that's what you were speaking about at that time.
Uthi nyayibona inhlupheko esikuyona,
nina nyayibona na,
abanye ababoni ngoba uSatan thathini isihlabathi asiphose emehlweni omuntu. Avaleka amehlo umuntu angaboni abe impumpude maqondane nalokho kwenzekayo beyithele kufeni.
Our text says, you see the distress in which we are. Now I ask, do you see the distress in which we are? Some people have their eyes blinded by Satan. It's like he's thrown sand into their eyes.
L'Africa lichithekile.
And Africa does lie waste.
Amasanga alashiswe ngomlilo.
The gates burned with fire.
Kodwa wozani sivuse.
But come, let us build.
Sakugange.
Let us build the walls.
Singabe sisa bayihlaza emhlabeni.
Let us no longer be a disgrace to the world.
Maqondana nesifo leso singamagama amathathu eAfrika liphambili.
Regarding that dreaded disease referred to just by three letters, it is something that is where Africa leads the world by miles. Go to the Indian population and see, are they dying at this rate through AIDS?
Hambani bafana nishele intombazane yendiya yokuphendula ukuthi hey mina hayi lo hlobo ka wena.
And they will speak straight. If you try and strike up a relationship with them, they'll say, hey, I'm not your kind.
Mantombazana ninhloboni noma qhamuka luphi uhlobo nangu umzimba wami noma kufika inoli. Awazi lapho qhamuka khona, awazi ukuthi lapha liya khona, kodwa usuyaligibela.
So girls, what are you made of if you just allow yourself to be abused? You just give yourself up to anybody. You don't know where they come from, where they're going to, but you give them a ride.
Abanye driver bathi kusukele eZaire eCongo, Democratic Republic of Congo, kuze bafike la eThekwini balala ney'ntombi ey'ningi 7 or 8 ngohambo lodwa. Ngisho la Escort kuzogibele emnambithi gibele intombazane Escort isiyehla sokugibelenye shaye emgungudlovu. Pumale sekungeneni. Phela kuthiwa lesi sifo sihamba ngamasonto. Ngamasonto. Bayathintana. O driver bethu sebephelile ilesi sifo.
While they take you for a ride, it is a known fact that lorry drivers, even from as far as the Democratic Republic of the Congo, they drive right down to our ports and they pick up girls along the way, like the tolls along the way near Escort. Then at the next toll, they'll drop them and pick up more. And so this disease is known as a disease on wheels.
From one city to the other.
Puma gwelini dolopa liya gwelini.
Bebonito mbizima. Zitaisa mumzimba.
where they can see girls standing along prostitutes selling themselves.
Khithekile indonga shisiwa masanga liseki sanga sango ngene phumo thandayo.
The walls indeed lie waste and the gates are burned and there is utter destruction.
Kodwa uma ungifuna ungafuna ukulalela ndiza thuba uyokhuthwa phambili.
And anybody walks in and out as they please, but as the Zulu proverb says, you just fly away and do your thing. Say, I'm just going to live my life. Well, you will bear the consequences later.
Mhlawumbe kuzosa usulele phansi usuzake sokuvela amathambo.
Maybe it'll only dawn upon you when you lie wasting away, when you are just skin and bone.
Abanye bazophaphama kwelasha kuleyo ntuthu emnyama bhuqe uma sokuvulwa incwadi bari imisebenzi yalo nalo.
Some will only wake up when it is the day of that billowing smoke from the pit and when the books are opened.
Fundwe yonke imisebenzi phambi kwezulu nomhlaba.
And all their works are read out before heaven and earth.
Umdali umvelinqanga usimakade udinga ukuhlonishwa.
Our Creator, the Lord of hosts, must be feared.
Abazali bakho uma besekhona abaningi abasanabo abazali noma bewudodi kuwe noma ungabahloniphi kodwa lo phezu konke umhloniphi.
Now maybe you treat your parents like dirt, but don't do the same to the Most High.
Yakabukisaka uma kutholakala abadala bengayiphethe kahle ngoba isikhathi sesihlaso leyo kukhona nobaba abangahloniphi ingane. Angisho ukuthi mlalele kulokho.
And how disgraceful if you find the older generation also involved in shameful promiscuity. I don't say that you should respect people like that and listen to them.
Kuthiwa okwesithathu intombi lakwelakithi zihlushwa obaba omalume abafowabo ihlazo lamahlazo leyo.
And it is known that there is terrible.
Ulale nomuntu uye ekucansini omuntu oyigazi lakho.
Sexual abuse by men within families, uncles, brothers, fathers who abuse the children, it is an awful thing.
Namhlanje ke ngithanda ukuthi ngintshele ngensizwa yomlungu obeyiphethe kabi obe wakha kabi ngoba kuthiwa ozani sakhe.
Tell you a story about a young man who built badly. Because remember, this theme is about building. Some build well, some don't. In the letter to the Corinthians, God speaks how some build with wood, hay, stubble, others with precious materials, but everything will be revealed by fire on that day.
Namhla ngithanda ukukutshela ngensizwa yomlungu eyayakha ngezibi ngotshani.
Let me tell you about a young white man who built with the cheapest and frailest of materials. His name was Yani. Now this Yani He was a constructionist but didn't build properly.
I think it's 4, verse 23.
I want to look at a text. I think it's somewhere around Proverbs 4, could be verse 23.
Phezu kwakho konke okugcinayo, gcina inhliziyo yakho.
Keep your heart with all diligence above all else.
Khumbula ngeminyaka edlule uhulumeni wesifunda. Ubu nomhlangano pre-meeting njalo bangicela ukuthi ngikhulume ngakhuluma ngalelizwi phezu kwakho konke okudinayo gcina inhliziyo yakho ngokuba kuyilapho kuvela khona ukuphila.
I remember a time back when the province still held prayer meetings and they asked me to speak. This was a text I used where it says here in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Now, Yani did not keep his heart or watch his heart. He was certainly not diligent.
Yokuthi bampofu ngempela ngoba bengakwazi ukusebenza bampofu ngenxa yokuvila abafuna ukusebenza.
Much is spoken about poverty, and there are some who are not locked into poverty just because of circumstances, but because they are bone lazy.
Abanye bafuna ukuqeda ubumpofu nohulumeni uzama ngendlela zonke. Ngeke angama ngekhanda, ngeke umuntu oyivila uzoba mpofu njalo.
And no government effort will ever succeed to create wealth and prosperity in a nation of people who are determined to be lazy.
Imali iyomuka nomoya,
then wealth just drifts away.
Umlilo uzoshisa nje njengomlilo wezinhlanga zombila.
Fire will just burn it up as it does the chaff of maize.
No lapai kamoba.
Or that the fire going through sugarcane.
Lapai is French. Kusho amakhasi lawo womile kumoba. Udoti lo oshiswa ilapai.
It's a French word where they speak about the leaves, the dead leaves of the sugar cane, and that is burnt, called lafai, and they burn that up and it burns very quickly. The Bible says, he who does not work ought not eat.
Aye, uyan.
Now this Yani, an Afrikaans young man, was lazy by nature. At school, he'd make a nuisance of himself while the teacher was trying to teach and the other children trying to learn. He would be chatting and just causing a disturbance. He was trying to show the others that he was the main O and that he's not the lackey of the teacher.
Phume esikoleni asuka ncinza abanye abahlupha abanye.
he would pinch others and cause them distress.
Homework.
Homework was something which he just avoided. And so his marks were bottom of the list. He started drinking alcohol and smoking whilst still at school. And he would boast about it. He would proudly tell the others about his achievements with these things. He didn't know that it was something, he didn't realize that it was something bad, but he thought, he boasted in his shame. He quickly dropped out of school. He quickly gravitated towards street gangs, sitting on corners, busy smoking and drinking and going out to steal. That was his life. Well, when he was a bit older, he got married. Now, the white people don't have much trouble with it because they don't pay dowry or lobola. The custom is just that you ask permission from the parents of the girl. If they agree, fine. If he's got enough money to buy a ring, fine. If he doesn't, well, they go ahead anyway. And so he got married. But he had no house, had no money, neither was he forward thinking regarding at least putting some money aside for his future, for his family and his children. No, that was completely out of his mind. He just was driven by the lusts of the flesh and got married. If he did get hold of some money, when he would get a little bit of money, he would ignore his family. He'd go to the local shop and buy alcohol and cigarettes and share things with his pals, not with his family. His poor wife suffered greatly. She was miserable. She didn't have enough money for salt or the very basic necessities. She'd have to go and ask neighbors and go and ask if she could get little jobs with the next door neighbors to get some money.
Bayekeni nje abasiphazamisi laba balalayo. Bayengo othanda ukulala kalale. Ehhe. Uyakha njalo. UNkulunkulu yababusisa abantu. Kodwa yena uzosala bempofu. Yikho phela ubvila lobo. Kanti mhlambe akalalanga ebusuku kwayilokhu ehla enyuka khuluma. Hayi. Kungcono ulale embedeni kunokuba ulale ebhentshini.
Remember, it's better to sleep in bed at night, not to be chatting to your pals, than to be asleep in the service.
Aike, washata nomari, intombenhle, ekhuthele.
Now, it so happened that his wife, Mari, was a very good and diligent girl.
Angazi ukuthi ubuze ashate noyani ngani. Ngoba phela awunani basha ngiyabatshela abantu bathi abekho abantu abayizidumi njengentombi uqome noma ikuphi awu awubuki nokuthi uvelaphi awubuki nokuthi uyaphi lo muntu uyasebenza inoba yini ubona ibhlugwe nje usuyathatheka.
I don't know why Mari got herself married to this guy. She should have had more discernment, but that's what it's like. When girls are swept off their feet and infatuated, they don't ask any questions and they just rush headlong into stupid decisions. But a certain wiser girl had a young man coming and trying to woo her, and she wised up to him. Because remember, there's no one who can lie like a young man who's trying to woo you. He'll promise you the earth. He'll say he'll take you on a plane, world trip, but after that, he gives you a kick. All he wants is to get you.
Ubaba Mandela wakhuluma ngelinye ilanga wathi, hey, uma nivothela mina ngizothola izindlu, nithole nani, nani, nani. Ngajabula nami, ngathi, hey, nami ngizoyithola indlu. Ngoba nginayo indlu, le ndlu enginayo, eyemishini. Ngathi nami ngizoyithola indlu. Kodwa emva kweminyaka bambuza wathi baba, njengokuba usithembisa izindlu nezinto ezinkulu, manje ngoba asikakutholi. Wayesehleke ukuthi hey, umfana uma yishela intombazana uyitshela iqiniso na? Ngitholile nokho, angithi nangivothela. Basho impela bathi hayi, ubaba uhlaniphile.
There was a time earlier on where Mr. Mandela promised housing and that, and I was also quite glad because I don't own a house. The one I stay in is just mission property. But nothing came of it. But later on when he was questioned about it, he said, well, when a young man is wooing a girl, does he tell her everything?
Does he tell her the truth? Of course he doesn't. Says, but I got you. Didn't you vote for me? Yes. He got them. Kushu. And then they say, he's very wise and clever.
Kona bathi impela uhlakaniphile.
Uhlakaniphile futhi. Ingani wabathola.
And indeed, he was clever. He got them.
Umfana ke oshelayo. Amangodwa ungakholwa lokho noma ethi uzokuthatha akuthengele istofi esitrayayo ngaphakathi. Wow. Uyoba nenhlanhla uba usitholile.
So when a young man comes and promises you, girl, all the things that he's going to buy you and the special fan stove and whatever, just don't believe him.
Uyanike wamthola umali. Wamthola umali. Mina nginamadodakazi amaningi. ngibafundisile ngithi hey ngiyazi ukuthi ingondlwana yenu enayo incane maqondana nabafana uzofika noma yikuphi bese ngithatheke muzani ukuba yidomu thandazani funa intando kaNkulunkulu.
But Yanni got hold of Mari and married her. I've got a number of daughters. I've pre-warned them and said, look, with your sense that you've got, don't just be swept off your feet. Pray and seek God's will about marriage. Don't just accept offers of engagement, yes, yes, let it be a no one day.
Kodwa omunye ngoba efuna umshado awuvume khona lapho. Niyakhumbula intombi yomlungu eyayisibona iminyaka 26, 27, 30 ethi hawu sengino 32 angakatholi umshado hayi wahlupheka manje.
But some become too desperate. Remember I told the story of that young lady getting into her late 20s, early 30s. She was now extremely troubled because she wasn't married yet.
Hey, what's the impela ebusuku? Waqonga isibindi waphuma endlini. Phambi kwendlu kube khona umuntu omkhulu. Waguqa ngaphansi kwawo. Wathi Nkulunkulu, ngiphi indoda? Ngiphi umshado? How says the Kurunkulu? Imyakayam Yaham, some no 32. The shout fort, shutting us a salingani. Hey, Sabunzima.
Watandaza, was a washiso. Paramisis, we like a memezakun.
Bonukulukulebu, Tesuri. Tia, Kulukuluam. Give him daughter.
One day she was so distressed, she went outside when it was very dark at night and she knelt under a tree praying earnestly, praying aloud, saying, oh God, please, you can see I'm getting old now and perhaps even towards the time when I can't have children, I need a husband, please give me a husband, let me get married, Lord.
What's watching Tega? Emotionally, we are born. Jangabanya umabetanda for ubezwa. Mwatum, suki stimeda man, suki panoi, kubege izi, atumuntu, umaymemeza kakule kabalaza, Nkulunkulu yomuzwa, abanye bat, amen, uya tandazo spanban, agazi gut, inyama le, shuganisa umoya, nompefumu.
She, like some, have the practice of psyching themselves up in prayer, where they build up a crescendo of volume and they think that by sheer volume it must appeal to God. And it appeals to others who will say amen and they think it's the spirit. They fail to discern between the soul and the spirit.
Lord, give me a husband!
She got to the front.
They took his cover. And it's in a cover, la foot is cover, sila le mini. Koni cover, la, vesposa, sila le kotze, ni cover, lezo.
Now she.
And again, that is his cover, sesilana, sesubu. Umma, he said, she, give me a husband. In his cover, said, woo! What is just anybody, Lord? Just anybody, Lord.
Now.
You bet him, oh, see, yam pindula, iti woo. Who? What is just anybody? No, my body goes.
As she reached emotional heights in her prayer, she didn't know that there was an owl sitting up there sleepily, like some people do in services. An owl does that. Now, it was up there and it got a fright. When she was praying so loudly, it got a fright and said, who? And she thought it was the Lord responding. She said, Lord, anybody, just anybody.
Umshado. Hey, nenkawu ziyashada.
Don't make that your first goal. Girls, ladies, don't let that obsess you. Monkeys get married too.
Hayi nokuthi ulandele indoda. Hayi ukuthi ilandele indoda. Hayi bo, uma intombazana ingangilandele nosifazana ngilandele. Ngizothi hey ngiyeke wena. Uma ngifuna umhlatho ngizoza kuwa ngidingi wena ukuthi uze kimi.
Don't be one that follows around and you always after the boys or the men. If I see such a lady, I'll say, if I need you, I will speak, but don't follow me around.
I'll come to you. You needn't come to me. I'm shupegile nina besifazane nilandela madoda. Aibu. Aibu.
Know that...
Aphele ubunja phakathi kwethu. Sadalwa ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Hayi ngomfanekiso wezilwane.
We are created in the image of God, not in the image of animals.
Hayi ke umali washada linganekwane yomuntu.
So this Mari got married to this washout of a man.
Ngelinye ilanga kwafika abanye belungu uMari ayisebenza kubona eseyintombi engakashadi.
And then one day a married couple, white couple, came to Mari. She had worked for them before she was married. She had been working for them.
Bebemkhonzile, bemthanda, ubethembekile, ubekhuthele.
They were.
Wanda wakhola imali enkulu ngoba ubesebenze egwilini, igwili.
She was loved by them. They regarded her with much affection because she was very diligent and very good to them, and they paid her well because they were rich people too.
Bathake siye siyombona uMari ukuthi uhleli kanjani. Hawu, uma befika khona uhleli emafukufukwini. Akanakudla. Akhona uthe Spence. Hey. Umesisi wakhe waqhunyelwa inhliziyo, wakhuluma nendoda ebekhaya bethi hawu. Hawu. Kungabanjani simnike itoka phinda sebenze.
Now they came to visit her to see how it was with her after marriage. They were heartbroken at what they saw. There was nothing in the house, there was nothing in the pantry. As the husband and wife chatted on the way back, they said, "Can't we try and do something about the situation? Maybe offer her a job."
Umari wahamba, wayosebenza.
And so Mari got a job with them.
Umari kwaba uyena manje i-breadwinner yasekhaya.
Mari became the breadwinner of her home.
Pelinyanga ngayindoda iphi imali ayithathe ayisaphaze khona lapho futhi.
At the end of the month her husband would demand the money and say, "Where is your salary?" And he would go and squander it.
Hey, nyawafuna madoda nina bo Eva. Nyabafuno Adam nisazodela.
You're so keen to get a man, to get your Adam, but you will experience suffering if you go that route.
Hai? Athi lomnumzane, ake ngimnike itoho naye uyani.
Then that couple suggested, how about we offer a job to Yani?
Wathi Mari, khuluma nomkhwenyana.
They said to her, and Mari said, "Well, speak to my husband about
it."
They said to her, "You tell your husband about it." And she went home. She was delighted. She said, "My husband, Yani, they're offering you a job as well." So
Yani
accepted the job, But his heart wasn't in it. He would just be laid back, still hanging around with his pals. It was evident that his heart wasn't in his work.
Kodwa umari, hey, ube intombi ngiyakutshela intombini. Ube khuthele. Indlu ubungadla ukudla phansi kwebezele. Konke. Hayi bakhulume abaniniyo bathi hey. Kodwa sobonga ngani? Ngoba sekuyiminyaka esisiza. Engakashaki ubesizwe.
Now, Mari, though, was thoroughly diligent. She kept her little home kept clean, sparkling. You could eat food off the floor, so clean it was. But that couple that were trying to support her, they were increasingly distressed. They said, can't we do something else to help her? Then he, the boss, called Yanni, said, come along. Put him into his car. He
had a big... Indawo enhle kanjani ubuke kude ubuke idilopho lonke ubuke intaba eyikude nemfula ngifuna ukwakha indlu eyispecially la indlu eyoba isibonelo kubantu.
Now this man was so wealthy, he had a beautiful home in the city and he had a farm outside, and he took Yanni into the hills and said, look Yanni, this is my property. I would like to build a beautiful home here. I'm going overseas with my wife for an extended holiday, many months, and I want you to oversee the building of my house here.
Why is it keeping people cool? What night blueprint in plan yes? Yani ungayaka lendlu eplaniwe la ngesikhathi ngihambile.
Then he
Nibuye. Isiphelile.
He pulled out a big piece of paper, rolled up. It was the blueprint of the home. He said, Yanni, can you oversee this? I'd love to return back from our holiday with you having finished the home.
Oh, Yanwati. Bas, akukho kuhlula indoda. Awu kalula ngingayakha. Wathi uyabona yani, angifuni ukuthi yakhiwe ngetini nje. Ngifuni iface brick. Ngifuna nale eyellow silver ecwebezelayo itini ezibiza.
Yanni said, of course I can do it. It's no problem. Easy. And the man said, but Yanni, I want this to be built with the finest quality material. For instance, I want those face bricks that have that yellowish shine to it, those very expensive ones.
Ngifuna ukuthi ufake amawindi amahle.
And I want you to put in the best windows.
Phansi floor. Iplango eliphambili.
And on the floor I want you to put the best boarding.
Ngifuna into phambili, ikhapha ezinhle.
And the best wood, and I want the doors to be of the highest quality. And so Yanni said, yes sir, no problem. I'll do it. But in his thoughts already, he was starting to think ahead of this foolish boss. He said to himself, yo, I'm going to really fix this man. And the man said, Yanni, I'm also going to pay you very well. And I'm going to give you half your salary now. When I come back and see the completed house, you'll receive the rest, the other 50%.
Ja, meneer.
He said, yes, sir.
Wahamba nomkakhe, bahamba ngomkhumbi bewuzungeza umhlaba.
And so the gentleman went off with his wife on a trip on a boat, on a ship, on an international ship cruise. Yanni was...
Ngifuna ukuthi adilikelwe indlu yakhe. Mina uma sengiqedile ngizoyiplastela uzoyibona kanjani? Uzobona kanjani? Ngizovala ngesimende. Ngeke abone isitini. Amaplangwe la ngizoya endalini, thenga amasekeni iqepha. Fake zona. Iqapha futhi ngizoyipenda. Ngeke ayibone ukuthi iplangwe injani.
Yanni began scheming, and so he thought how he could do his boss out of a deal and buy the cheapest materials and then cover up. Like bricks, why should he get the most expensive bricks when he can plaster it and paint it? Why should he get the best doors? He'll just get cheap wood and he can just cover up with paint.
Hamba thenga endalini athathe lezi zinhle ayidayise athole imali. Thenga usimende awudayise nje awudayise abeke isitini phezu kwesinye sodaka angafaki nosimende. Athi ngifuna ukuthi uma kusuka isivunguvungu esikhulu idli idilikele phezu kwakhe.
Now Yanni, for instance, wouldn't buy the best baked bricks. He would get those that are half baked or not baked at all. And he said, I'm going to fix my boss. When there's a big rain, it'll cause these bricks to come to a point where it'll just fall, the house will fall upon him. By going for minimum, he siphoned off funds for himself. He wouldn't get the correct amount of cement for the mixture or for the reinforcing. And as a side business, he would sell some of those products to his friends
cheaper. Yalento enhle bizayo kodwa akushintshe thola indalini thola imali hamba nabangani bakho bayaphuza bayabhema nensango nedakamizwa neheroin konke nabangani bakhe hawu waba yinkosi ubelandelwa abantu abaningi njengomuntu onukayo noma umquba.
And so he was able to pick up a lot of friends because they smelt money. He was able to buy them more alcohol and drugs and dacha and all sorts of things. And he would go around with them. He was like a piece of dung attracting green flies. In the mornings he would have hangovers.
Go 10 uye esikoli emsebenzini alalalale ahlupheke umabi ngomkhwenyana.
You'd have hangovers in the morning because of the heavy drinking the night before. Get up only by 10 to go to the work site, and Mari, the wife, was very disturbed when she saw this.
Hayike umsebenzi ungakhubeki abisa abangani bakhe ozani.
And
ngizova ngendaba ukuthi isidilikele phezu kwakhe ufuna ukumlungisa.
And he got his pals to come in and help along, but not properly, not building in the right way. He would say, look, don't worry even about putting cement between the bricks here and there. It's fine because I'm going to cover up anyway. And so with the extra materials, he'd sell off cement and siphon the funds to himself. And with plastering and painting, he was able to try and make a pretense of it so that when his boss would return, he wouldn't notice. And then the day came when his boss returned. He asked him, Yanni, have you completed my house? He said, indeed. It's a marvelous house, sir. And Yanni tried to appear accountable, pulled out receipts and said, sir, just look at these receipts and here are one or two that are not paid that you'll have to fix up. Here it is all. So the gentleman put Yanni into his big expensive car and he drove him up to where the house had been built, and as they parked outside he said, Yanni, I can see you've really made a good job. Thank you very much. I congratulate you. And he took out some notes and he gave it to Yanni. Some papers. And he said, Yanni, these are the title deeds to your house. This is the house that I present to you. The gentleman said, Yanni, your wife served us so faithfully over all those years, and we wanted to reward her and give you and her this home. Yanni was utterly horrified. His knees turned to water. His intestines went cold. He was dazed. He said, oh, what a fool I have been, to himself. He had not kept his heart, from which the issues of life spring. He thought that he was fixing and punishing the rich man, but in fact he was punishing himself.
And
so Yanni lived a miserable life in his home. Any wind that would come up, any storm, he would tremble. He would hear the roof fluttering there because he hadn't bound it properly to the walls.
So,
come, let us build. You defy your teachers. You don't know how to respect older people. Well, you are punishing yourself. You are the fool.
Utisha uzoshiya isikole hluleke nokuthola umsebenzi uzohluleka nokukhuluma isingisi esile.
Don't think you're punishing your teacher by being lazy at school. He or she has already got their degree. They already settled and they've got their earnings and their wages. You are the fool. You're the one who'll come out without a proper education and be able to speak English properly. You will suffer.
Uzofane nobuhle lowo. Uma sebekhuluma naye ngomsakazo. No TV. But what's your favorite dish, miss? At Itapewe.
And you might become like that one beauty queen who is on record as having been interviewed after winning the beauty contest. She was interviewed over TV and they said, now, you Miss Beauty Queen, what is your favorite dish? She said, Tupperware. She didn't understand the language.
Why 30? What's your favorite hobby? I do not hobby. Arafundanga esikoleni. Kubeni bani abafana. Awazi ukukhonza amakhosi amabili. Nina libele abafana.
She hadn't been diligent. At school. She hadn't listened. She hadn't studied languages properly at school. If you are just distracted by the opposite sex, no wonder your marks are so dismal. A certain white lady came from the Salvation Army in England to come and do work here in Zululand. She came not knowing how to speak Zulu. She ended up staying in my home. She told me many a story. Now, she ended up having to do anything and everything. Although she was a nurse, she had to do things like even pulling teeth. One day, she told me, a big Zulu man came with a very generous stomach, which he would touch with pride, and he had a bad tooth that needed pulling. She came with the pliers to extract it. And this gentleman. Now, this gentleman, Zulu man, was seated in this chair with his mouth sitting there, and she, not knowing Zulu, spoke in a Fanagalo and said, "Open your mouth." He just sat there with his mouth shut. With his mouth shut tight. She said again in Fanagalo, "Open your mouth." Now, she was a young white lady at the time. He thought that she was just being cheeky. And she thought that now she's really going to use the strongest language to get his mouth open. She thought, now let me use the strongest language possible to get him to open his mouth.
What? Mina thanda wena. Uthi uyamthethisa. What? Mina thanda wena. How indoda yatukhleka.
Now, she didn't know Zulu, and she said, she thought she was rebuking him, but she said, "I love you," in Zulu, thinking it was something opposite, and he broke out in a smile.
Why say me saying in Dote? How's it? Go to a long numzane, a funum volum lom. Oman gim tetisa. Bona momote, gestek. She Ushagalan in gim tetisa. How ubutin? Begim tetisa a coolung it mina tanda weather.
And so she called another Zulu person to try and translate for her. She said, I don't understand. When I try and rebuke him with a strong, nasty language, he smiles all the more. And this person asked, well, what do you say? And she said, I say these words, I love you. And she didn't know what it meant.
What? How?
And she said, oh, how embarrassed I was when I discovered my language mistake. Now, that just goes to show, learn languages. Study hard, young people at school. Study languages. It'll help you to be more employable. Otherwise, you'll find yourself the victim of unemployment. A certain lady told me she's so sorry she didn't want to learn Afrikaans when she was younger, and now she's nursing older Afrikaans people and she has to start trying to learn the language from the beginning. She said, it's so difficult to try and learn a language when you're old. But this, back to this gentleman Zulu who smiled broadly when she said mistakenly, I love you. And then now, this lady related to me how when he had smiled broadly and she got stuck in with her pliers to extract his tooth, she was a little lady, she just couldn't work up the strength to get it out. So this man, a very big and strong man, took his two hands over hers and he helped her extract it so that it shot out and hit the wall on the other side.
Oyan ubethi ulungisa umninwe plazi kanti uzilimaza yena.
Now Yanni thought he was extracting his revenge on the owner, that rich man, but he was only punishing himself.
Wena awufundi awenzi homework awulaleli phuma uyaganga. Uma kufika my exams, hawu ngizokopisha. Ngizokopisha. Kopisha. Kodwa kusizana ukuthi ukopishe ungayazi leyo.
Now maybe you're at school and you just want to be out hanging out with your pals and you don't do your homework, you don't study properly, and when you do get homework you just copy from others. What does it help if you really in an exam if you only have copied?
Uhamba nabafana uthola ingulaza ubani ozohlupheka umzali wakho umzali uyakhuza musa ukwenza kodwa wena uyenza awumlaleli ukuthi ngiyomdelisa ngizodlala ngaye ubani uzolimala kulimala wena ikhadi inhliziyo yakho ukuze uthole ukuphila wakha kahle awusiza awusiza uthisha.
If you think you're punishing your parent by disobeying them when they say, stay at home, don't be promiscuous, and you say, I'll fix them and I'll go out anyway, well, who's going to suffer? You're the one who's going to get AIDS. You're the one who will suffer, for you have not guarded your heart from whence the wellspring of life springs.
Umzali yakhuluma, uyakufundisa, awulaleli. Sunday school teacher, uyakufundisa ulaleli. Umfundisi uyakushumayeza, uyaganga, uyadlala. Uzolimala bani umfundisi? Uteacher, Sunday school teacher, umzali,
wena qobo lwakho uzilimaza wena iqondani qondeni le ndaba iqondeni izinto izinsizwa nezintombi ukuze kusasa lenu lukhahlele njengembali emihle ube nekusasa elihle ngaphandle kwalokho uyithi uzehlisa wena abanye bazothola imsebenzi bathola izindlu bathola imoto wena uzohlala uyisicela nkobe uyisidakwa.
You're not punishing your Sunday school teacher, your parent, your teacher by not listening to them or your preacher, but you're the one who is finally going to have to pay the consequences and you'll suffer. We want you to have a blossoming future. Get educated, study properly, be diligent. But if you don't, you're the one who will be the beggar, the drunkard, while others prosper.
Baphoyani la phakathi kwethu. Boyani. Nifuna ukuthi nginibise nize la. Nivume ukuthi inkosi ngaba uyani. Nina zintombi nani? Ni uyani. Noma uthenethe.
Anihlupha abazali, anihlupha othisha, nizihlupha nina, nizilimaza mina, nisika nina,
nibulala impilo yenu ngey'dakamizwa, ngokudayisa umzimba wenu.
Emva kweminyaka emishumi kuzoba njani? Uyazi ney'nsizwa zabelungu la, akusalungi ekhanda ngenxa yedakamizwa. Zihambe, zibuye, zihambe, zibuye. Zambisbuye. Sokwakonakala la ikhanda idakamiswa. Bemitsanga.
Now we want you to prosper. We want you to go ahead. If you disobey and disregard these things, you're going to suffer. If I think of the drugs and the alcohol and the things that you go out to do, I think of the many young white men who come here. They've toasted their brains. They have smoked so much dacha and marijuana, they cannot think properly. They are permanently damaged. They cannot work, they can't do anything. And so you find such people becoming drifters from one thing to the other. And we say in a proverbial way, well, he's got ants in his pants. He can't stick to one job. They're just up there and they're just drifting.
Abayindawo baswele umsebenzi. Ngiyabona isimo somnotho sisihle kakhulu la. Baningi abantu abangena umsebenzi. Kodwa lalelani ngishoyo. Oswele umsebenzi, uswele umsebenzi, ngoba enguyani. Baningi abelungu, ngisho namafeni, bengishayela ucingo. Bathi sifuna abantu, enye ifemu yathi ngifuna amashumi amathathu ey'nsizwa. Abantu befuna, bayakhala abaningi bomsebenzi, kodwa iningi alinawo umsebenzi. Bafuna umuntu othembekile, umuntu oqotho, umuntu okahle kodwa uma udlala nangemfundo ungakwazi nokusayina igama lakho kuyadabukisa lokho. Abanye bebehlupheka ngoba bengafundanga bafaka isithupha. Kodwa abaningi namhlanje ukuganga.
Now you find that the employment rate is so awful. There's so much unemployment. And I really say, if you don't have a job, it's because you are a yanni. You have the potential. We get phone calls. I get phoned by companies where they ask for up to 30 people at a time. They say, do you know somebody who's diligent, who's capable, who's got incentive? You see how there are jobs available, but you need to be the right person.
Yega, ulimaza wena, uzoya la isitenge emandiyeni, ube ugarden boy. Garden boy. Kanti ubunamathuba. Ubuthi uhlaniphile, kanti uyayilimaza. Wozani sakhe, madoda, wozani sakhe. izenhluphekile phithekile indonga ziwile amasango ashile impilo yethu ishile asibe ngabantu.
We want you to succeed. We want you to go forward and prosper. That's why the theme of this conference is Come, Let Us Build. The other side of it is also true that you might end up in prison, but let it not be for criminal reasons. Let it be for righteousness' sake, because then you know that you are there with the Lord. Or if you end up as poor as Lazarus at the gates of the rich man, knowing where you are spiritually, rather than to be in the shoes of the rich man who went to hell. How can you be properly employable if you have on your conscience the fact that you have raped other girls, you have abused others, or you are in the sin of homosexuality? It's Sodom and Gomorrah. Even if they allow you to get married, it becomes Sodom and Gomorrah. Where are the Yannis who say, I repent? Who say, I have been a Yanni in the past in that I have squandered my life, but I want to change today. I want to give my life to the Lord. I want to start afresh with the Lord.
And then,
it says, guard your heart. Talk to your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I want this heart to belong to you. I've been a Yanni. I want to surrender this to you. Let's bow our heads.
Bangonile go buyela ekhaya go buyela ekhaya go buyela ekhaya giti babangonile
Nkosi Jesu.
Lord Jesus,
sebenza ngamandla kaMoya oNgcwele.
Work by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Ukuba kuse kulowo nalowo.
That it would dawn upon each and every one.
Oyani namhlanje bayisole bayilahle bathi hawu besithi silimaza abanye singaboni ukuthi kanti sizilimaza thina.
That the light would dawn on the Yannis amongst us who thought that they were punishing others, who come to their senses now and realize that they're only destroying themselves. That they realize that they haven't been building their lives, but instead they've been breaking it down. Where they say, we have burnt our own gates so that anyone just comes in.
Lord
Lord, those who are remorseful before you and turn their hearts to you, wouldn't you open your book, record their names in your book of life today?
Amen.
Amen.
Nipa kwa kongi chuu.